Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at a vowel team, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. I'm writing neatly. And when you have finished writing your name, put your pencil down because we're going to color first. So as I said, we're going to talk about a vowel team today. Our vowels, just to quickly review, A, E, I, O, U. Vowel teams are when we have two vowels together and they work together as a team. We're going to work on the I, E vowel team today. And the I, E vowel team makes the long I sound, which says I. You got it. Here we go. I'm going to look for something in the picture. I want you to try to find it. Ready? P, I. Pie. Pie. Yummy, yummy in my tummy. All right. Let's make the crust brown. Look, I'm so excited. I love pie. Let's make the crust brown. Go ahead, make the crust brown. And then we'll do the inside red. Cherry pie. All right. So we're coloring the crust brown. Pie has our vowel team. When I sound out pie, I only hear two sounds. I. That's it. But there's a vowel team and there's a silent E at the end. The vowel team is I-E, but the I is the only vowel that gets to talk. I know, poor E. It's all right. He'll be okay. So we have a brown crust, and then when you're ready, do a red inside for cherry pie. Delicious. Okay, so pie, even though it only has the two sounds, pie, when you read it, when you read the word pie, or you write the word pie, or you spell the word pie, you have to remember that even though you hear pie, there's an E at the end because the I and the E are a team and they make the I sound together. They make the I sound together. Take 5 more seconds for your cherry pie. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, look for this word. This word has our vowel team also. It's an I-E vowel team, and it says I. Ready? T-I. T-I. Tie. Do you see the tie on the man? On the dad? Let's color his tie blue. Can you find a blue crayon? Let's color his tie blue. I'm looking for a regular old blue and having a hard time finding one. So if you can't find a regular blue, use a different kind of blue. It doesn't matter. There I go. I found one. All right. Tie is just like pie. You can only hear two sounds. T, I. But if I tell you it has our vowel team, what's the vowel team? Yes, I-E. And what sound does the vowel team, I-E, make? I. It makes a long I sound. Now, we're coloring his tie blue, and we colored the pie cherry pie. So we have pie and tie, and it has our vowel team, I-E. Keep coloring that tie blue. Now listen, there's a song that goes, when two vowels go walking. First, oh no, I'm singing the wrong song. I got confused. Here it goes, ready? I see two vowels, I see two vowels. I hear one, I hear one. So the one we hear in tie is I. The second one goes walking, second one goes walking. Talking. Yes, indeed. The second one is the E. It doesn't get to talk. Not at all. Take two more seconds for your blue tie. Two, one. All right, here's another one. Full eyes, flies. Boys and girls, count the flies. They're outside, thank goodness. I think they would try and eat the cherry pie. But count the flies. How many are there? One, two, three. There are three flies. Let's color the flies black. If you can't find your black crayon, that's okay. You can use your pencil. That'll work just fine. So flies has our vowel team also. What's our vowel team? I-E. I-E. And who gets to talk? First one does the talking. I. The second one goes walking. The second one is the E. He doesn't get to talk. Flies has our vowel team. It has that long I sound. And you cannot hear the E. Flies. You cannot hear the E, but when you write it and you read it and you spell it, you got to remember the E because it's there. But it's I see two vowels, I see two vowels, I hear one, I hear one. The first one does the talking, the second one goes walking. There it goes walking. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, I have three flies, and they are black. Tie, pie, flies. All of these have the IE vowel team. See if you can find this one. K, eyes. K, eyes. Cries. Do you see the baby? The baby cries and cries because it wants cherry pie. I could cry too because I want cherry pie too. So the baby cries and cries. Let's color the baby's tears blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. And let's color the little tears coming out of his eyes blue. Do your best. I mean, mine are getting a little bit out of the line. That's okay. It's because the tears are little. Oh, look, he has two little teeth. He has two little teeth. I wonder if that's why he cries and cries. Sometimes when babies get new teeth, they cry and cry. Okay, cries has our vowel team. We have blue tears. Hopefully that didn't take you too long. All right, let's color the baby's outfit green. Find some kind of a green crayon. It doesn't really matter. And let's color his outfit green. Maybe it's his pajamas. So the baby cries and cries. Cries has our vowel team. What's our vowel team? I-E. And it makes the long I sound. It says what? I-E says what? I. The I does the talking and the E is quiet. The E doesn't talk at all. Cries. The baby cries and cries. I wonder if E, the letter E, would cry and cry because it doesn't get to talk. Doesn't get to talk. All right. We have a green outfit on the baby that cries and cries. So I-E is our vowel team. The I does all the talking. The E is silent. It doesn't talk at all. But they work together. So we have pie, tie, flies, cries. Take five more seconds for the green outfit on the baby. Five, four, three, two, and one. All right, find your pencil. Look for number one. We're going to do some pencil work at the bottom of our paper. If you look at number one and look across, there are a bunch of pictures. I am going to name that picture. You circle it if you hear that long I sound. That means the picture has our vowel team, our IE vowel team. Ready? First picture, flies. Eyes. Did you circle it? I did too. I did too. You can hear it. Plus, it was in our example. The flies were out the window. So there you go. We know that one. Our next picture shows an arrow pointing to the lid. Lid. You're right. There is an I in the word lid. But is it our long I sound? Does it say I? No, otherwise we would call it the lied. Put the lied on the pot. No, leave that one alone. That's a short I sound, and we're not worrying about that today. Okay, next picture. Oh, it's super cute. Pig. Pig. You're right. It does have an I. But is it our long I sound? Is it our vowel team? No, it's not. Leave it alone. Next picture. Ooh, delicious. Fries. Fries. Did you circle it? All right, I will too because it has it. It has the IE vowel team, I. Next picture, kit. It's a sewing kit. Kit. K-it. No, leave it alone. And our last picture, dice. D-ice. D-I. Do you hear it? I do too. It has a long I. Go ahead and circle it. Go ahead and circle it. Sometimes when you just have one dice all by itself and it's not a pair, you call it a die. So we could also say die, and when you say die, that has our IE vowel team. So that's something new you might have learned. When you just have one dice, you call it a die, and it has our vowel team. It's true. All right, number two. Let's read this word. It has our vowel team. We know the first vowel will get to talk. Ready? I. Leave the E alone. It's silent. L-I. Do not lie. Always tell the truth. Go ahead and trace the circle around the vowel team, I-E. Now move over. We have an L. Let's write the vowel team. I-E. Lie. And scoot over. Let's write the whole word. L-I. What do we need to write even though we cannot hear it? The E. You said it. You wrote it. We are correct. Number three. Let's sound it out. S-p-eyes. S-p-eyes. What is that word? Spies. Do, do, do. Are you a spy? Are there spies looking at you? Let's circle. Let's trace the circle around the vowel team. Dun, 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 spies. All right, scoot over. We have an S and a P. We need to write our vowel team. I, E, and there's an S there, so it's spies. The spies can spy the vowel team. All right, scoot over. Let's write the word spies. S, P, P. I, but there's a letter we need to remember. What's the team? E, there you go. S, spies. Let's check it. Let's make sure you spelled it correctly. S-P-I-E-S, spies. Boys and girls, do you see a word inside of the word spies? If you cover up both S's on the word spies, the S at the beginning and the S at the end, do you see a word there? What's that word? Pie. Pie. Yes. All right, here we go. Number four. I was just talking about this. What is that a picture of? A pie. Let's write the word pie. P-I. But that doesn't spell pie. That looks funny if I just have P-I. What do I need? I need my E. Pie. Let's check it. You should have P. I, E, pie. Scoot over to number five. What is that a picture of? Tie. Let's write the word tie. T, 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 I. Does that look right? T, I? It's all I hear. T, I. Yes, I need my E so that I have a vowel team. Check tie. You should have written T, I, E. Tie. That is a tie, and we did it. First graders? I said first graders. You might be a second grader or third. I don't know what grade you're in. I teach first grade. That's why I said first grader. Here's what I really mean to say. Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.